Hi, this is Daniel.
All right, Daniel, from where?
I'm calling from New Braunfels, Texas.
Okay.
I got a story about a graveyard back from in Colorado from where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my buddies, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were driving up Mount Evans, came across an old graveyard, probably about 2-3 football fields, huge. We decided to go walk around. As we were walking around, we came across a marble ball that came off one of the tombstones. It was about 2 feet tall. And I was about 19. We decided that we wanted to take it as a souvenir. So we couldn't lift it up, couldn't move it, couldn't budge it. So we decided to walk around a little bit more. As we were walking around, we heard a little bit of noises, a couple of things that sounded like laughs, and little like orbs kind of floating around. Didn't think nothing about it.
You saw orbs floating around, you didn't think anything about it?
No, because we always go ghost hunting, you know. It was something we did.
You commonly see orbs?
Just at this graveyard. I've seen, like, other ghosts at other places, but this is probably the scariest.
So what you're telling me is you normally see ghosts, but this was unusual.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
As we walked back to where the marble ball was, and it was back up on top of the tombstone. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. We're about 5 miles away from E-Town. So we start getting scared. We're like, okay, let's leave. As we were walking back to the car, one of my friends came running past us, screaming his head off. I finally got him to stop. All he could do was turn around and point. He turned back around, and he was gone to the car. Me and my other friends, we turned around. We saw this cloaked-shaped human object kind of limping, running towards us, floating a foot off the ground. At that point, we took off, ran to my car, started driving out of the graveyard. As we were driving, it was following us behind us. And about half a mile down the road, it just burst into a red flame and disappeared.
Wow. Let me understand. I'm more impressed. I mean, the story you're telling me is very impressive, and I scare the heck out of me, I'll tell you. But I don't understand. You commonly see ghosts?
Yeah, when my grandfather died, the day of his funeral, we were cleaning up his yard for my grandmother. I looked up, and he was standing in the doorway. When I first moved down here from Colorado, I was living with my grandmother. This is after my grandfather died. I was living in a back guest house where my great-grandmother used to stay while she was being cared for. Every morning around 2 o'clock, the phone would ring once. That was it, and the lights would turn on and off.
Daniel, are there other members of your family who see ghosts?
My mother, when she was pregnant with my older brother, he came to her in a dream, and he looked exact, when he grew up, looked exactly like she saw him in a dream.
Wow. What a family you come from. It's amazing. All right, my friend, thank you for sharing that story with us. Hoo-wee. All right, people who see ghosts all the time. Halloween's nothing big for them, you know?